Psachim Perek Tes, Mishnah Hay, 9.5. Back in 9.3, we had elaborated the differences between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Now, in this Mishnah, we'll talk about the differences between the original Pesach celebrated back in Egypt prior to the Exodus and all subsequent Psachim. The Mishnah says, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doros? What is the difference? What are the differences between the original Pesach as it was observed in Egypt, as opposed to the subsequent Psachim? The Mishnah says, Pesach Mitzrayim mikacho mibasor. There was a mitzvah, a separate obligation back in Egypt to acquire for oneself on the 10th of Nisan a seh, a goat or a sheep, to be used as the Korban Pesach. As the Pasuk says, it's a Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, Be'esor lachodesh hazeh, on the 10th of this month, V'yikhu lahem ish seh. Every man should get a seh for himself. And that doesn't apply in the subsequent Pesachim, where a person could essentially pick up a Korban Pesach at the last minute on his way to offer it there in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah continues and says, V'taon hazas ba'agudas ezov al hamashkof al shtei mezuzos. You'll recall that the blood of the Korban Pesach back in Mitzrayim was applied to the mashkof is the lintel, the crossbeam atop the door, and the mezuzos are the two side posts of the doorway, and one had to take an agudas ezov, that's a bundle of hyssop, the za'atar, if you know za'atar in Israel, is the same plant, and they're kind of like long skinny stalks with small leaves. You would take a bundle of those, dip it into the blood, and apply it to your doorposts and above the door, and that was explicitly to make sure that Hashem and the Makas Bechoros would pass over, hence the name of the holiday, the Jews on that night. But that only applied, obviously, back in Mitzrayim, when there was a Makas Bechoros, the death of the firstborn, which didn't apply in subsequent generations, and therefore there's no such mitzvah in subsequent generations. And worth noting, in contrast to what happened there, in subsequent generations there was an obligation to take blood from the Korban Pesach and apply it to the Mizbeach. There's a mitzvah Zrikas Adam, application of the blood, which applies, of course, to the Korban Pesach, but it didn't apply in that first Pesach where there was no Mizbeach to apply the blood to. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says, V'nechal b'chipazon, the Pesach, as was eaten that night of Leila Seder, had to be eaten b'chipazon, meaning in a rush. The idea being that the Jews were at the forefront of their minds, they knew they were free now and liberated, but the attitude Hashem wanted to have is that they're sort of ready to move at His command on the drop of a hat, as the Mishnah Sharm emphasizes there in the very beginning, that the most important positive step you can take, the first central step, most important foundational step you can take in your avodas Hashem is zrizus, being ready to move quickly in your avoda, and therefore the Jews had to have the attitude they were to be ready to go, even though in truth they didn't leave until the next morning. Hashem wanted to not sort of leave like thieves in the night, but rather sort of make a parade and leave like with their heads held high as they left. But the attitude is one of chipazon. Subsequent Pesachim, certainly the posture, the psychological posture one should take during the Pesach Seder is really to emphasize the cheres, the freedom, and therefore we certainly don't eat the Korban Pesach in a rush, but rather we eat it in the way that we experience to some degree our Seder night now, of course, and therefore it's different. Now, Belaila Echad, it sounds like it says that the first, you had the whole night, or one night, for the original Pesach, whereas it's different in subsequent. That's not true, says the Gemara. So really, the Chasur Mechzer, and the way to kind of read it is, Belaila Echad, only on one night did you have to eat the Korban Pesach, and then just the rest of that day there was an Isser of Chametz in Mitzrayim, just one day. Uba Pesach Doros, but in subsequent generations, Noheg Kol Shiva, the prohibition against owning and eating Chametz applies all 7 days of the holiday of Pesach, and not just that first day. So that's different as well. Worth just emphasizing for a second, there's a machlokas tanaim over the time frame you have in which to eat your Korban Pesach. Our Mishnah seems to be going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, which means you have the whole night, because it says Laila Echa, the whole night, for the consumption. In contrast, Rabbi Elazar said you have until Chatzos, we saw that before, as a deadline midoraisa, so it's not like going according to him.